أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الذي جعلنا من المتمسكين بولاية أمير المؤمنين ولأئمة المعصومين عليهم السلام والحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله ثم الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين خاتم النبيين شفيع المذنبين حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من يوم عداوتهم إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه الحكيم وهو أصدق القائلين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا آمنا بالله صدق الله العلي العظيم على محمد وآل محمد السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We then send our congratulatory messages to our 12th and living Imam, Al-Hujja, Ajalallahu Ta'ala, Farajahu Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad and to all of you. As we gather on this beautiful evening to celebrate the greatest day in our entire calendar year, the celebration, the Eid of Ghadir, can also be known as the Eid of lovers, the Eid of believers, the Eid of perfection, the Eid of wilaya, and the Eid of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. And we are honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for making us amongst those who believe in this Eid and follow with the teachings of this Eid, inshaAllah. You know, this celebration is special. You know, it's not something that we should ever just consider in passing, but rather, you know, this celebration of Ghadir is one of these events that, you know, formalizes our belief as the Shia of Ali ibn Abi Talib. You know, it stamps our belief as the Shia of Ali ibn Abi Talib. You know, it's really important for us to understand, you know. And I think most of us do understand, but it's important, I think, as a reminder to our youngsters and maybe those who maybe are sometimes in a doubt or in confusion, you know, that we, alhamdulillah, are not the Shia of Ali because we happen to be born in a certain household. Yeah? That we are not the Shia of Ali because our mothers and fathers happen to be the Shia of Ali. We are not the Shia of Ali because our mothers and fathers made us the Shia of Ali. Rather, we are the Shia of Ali because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala proclaimed Ali to be the Wali of all believers. Yeah? That we are the Shia of Ali because Rasulullah held the hand of Ali and said, Man kuntu mawla fahada Aliyun mawla. And so today we are the Shia of Ali because we submit and obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah? That is why we are the Shia of Ali. This is something to be proud of. This is not something that we inherit, but it's something that develops our faith. And so we are honored to celebrate this event. We are honored to be the Shia of Ali, and we are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for making us amongst those who have held on to His wilaya. And so we say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Alhamdulillahi alladhi ja'alana min al-mutamassikin biwilayati amir al-mu'minin wala immati al-ma'asumin alayhim as-salam. Sallu ala Muhammad. Muhammad. Salli ala Muhammadin wa Ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum. This is as we said, a celebratory day, you know. And so when we have a celebratory day, it's important that the event itself is celebratory. And so inshallah, we will play a game. I believe the last time the women smoked y'all, yeah? you need to pick up your game a little bit to ensure that there is balance now in this world that we live in. But before we get to that game, I do want to spend some time doing dhikr of this particular event, because it is an event that needs to be talked about. It is an event that needs reminding, though we don't need the reminders. But there is benefit. Yeah, فَذَكِّرْ إِنَّ فَعَتِ الذِّكْرَ, Allah says, remind, because there is benefit in reminding. Yeah, and so we'll try to remind this event, maybe in a slightly different way I would like, though the event happened one way. If we start talking about it a different way, people might say stuff, you know. But the event happened one way, and we have to talk about it. You know, when you look at the event of Ghadir, we know when it transpired. It transpired on the 10th year of Hijrah, after the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him and his family, returned back from his pilgrimage. He reached a destination called Juhfa. When they reached Juhfa, there are certain events that transpired. And as the Shia of Ali, you know, there are five statements, if we can say, two ayat and three hadith al-Sharif that you and I need to be familiar with. Yeah, as the Shia of Ali, there are five of these statements that we have to know, that we have to understand, and we have the ability to quote them when necessary. And so I want to kind of remind us of this, and through that reminder, it will give us the event of Ghadir. Yeah, when they reached this place called Juhfa, at the outskirts of this, there was a watering hole known as Ghadir in the area of Khum. And that is when Angel Jibreel alayhi salam came down with the verse of the Quran from Suratul Ma'idah, verse 67. This is known as the verse of Tabligh, 567. Look at how easy God makes it for us. Yeah, that we hard to forget. Remind yourself of this verse. Give yourself a homework assignment. That by the beginning of Muharram, you will memorize 567. It's not long. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? He commands the Prophet through Angel Jibreel, and he says, Ya ayyuhar rasul, balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik, wa in lam taf'al, fama ballaghta risalata. Wallahu ya'asimuka minan nas, innallaha la yahdil qawmal kafirin. Yeah, Allah commands the Prophet, says, Ya ayyuhar rasul, yeah, that O messenger. Again, you know, who is he talking to? He's talking to his Habib here. Yeah, this is important for us to understand, that this was not an ordinary relationship between the Prophet and Allah. This was the most beloved creation. But yet when it comes to this one affair, Allah says, look, I'm talking to you by your title, Ya ayyuhar rasul, balligh and amr, say, tell the people, do tabligh, with what? Ma unzila ilayka, by what I am telling you right now. Tell the people this. And if you don't do it, it is like you have not done anything at all, O Prophet. Subhanallah, yeah? Imagine, 23 years of service, 23 years of sacrifice. Yet, when the command came, Allah said, this is the most important thing, because it wraps it all up. Yeah, without this wrapper, it is as though it can be misused. Without this wrapper, it's though it can be misconstrued. It can be defined or looked at in different ways, but not with the wrapping that Allah provides on this particular day. He says to the Prophet, tell the people, and if you don't do it, it is like you have not done anything at all. I will protect you, Allah says. Yeah, Wallahu ya'asimuka minan nas. I will protect you from the people. But indeed, Allah says, I do not guide a group of unbelievers. Inna Allah la yahdil qawmal kafirin. We've talked about this before, you know. But subhanAllah, isn't it? Yeah? That where was this message being done? When was it being done? It was being done right after Hajj. Yeah? You would think everybody is believers there, yeah? But yet Allah Azza wa Jal makes it very clear that He will not guide. There are people amongst you who are not believers, O Prophet, yeah? And I will protect you. And so the Prophet gathers everyone. So that's the first verse. I want us to try and memorize that. 5, 6, 7. Be that a homework assignment as a family. Together you can do it, yeah? And then the Prophet begins to deliver a sermon. In the course of this sermon, One of the most famous traditions that are quoted in all books, yeah, is the Hadith of Thaqalain. Yeah? And this is where the Prophet says, "Inni tarikum fikum al-thaqalain, kitab Allah wa itrati ahla bayti. In tamassaktum bihima lan tadillu abada." He says to the people, this is the second one that I want you to memorize. Yeah, Hadith of Thaqalain. It is very important. Okay, I remember our teacher, you know, when we got to the Hawza, our teachers were a bit tight, you know, a bit hard. And so they're like, "You Shia?" And I was like, "Yeah." "What is Hadith of Thaqalain?" I was like, "I don't know." Yeah. Like, "How can you be a Shia if you don't know the Hadith of Thaqalain?" Yeah. "What is the verse of Tabligh?" I was like, "I don't know." He's like, "How can you be a Shia?" Well, I'm not going to question your Shiaism. Yeah. But I'm telling you, this is good for your own soul to know these things. Yeah. We are these believers. And as these believers, we should know these principles that define our belief. What does the Prophet say? That I am indeed leaving behind two weighty things. Kitab Allah and itrati. Yeah? That I'm leaving behind the book of God and I'm leaving behind my family. If you hold on to both of them, you will never go astray. Yeah? And then the third statement I want you to memorize, because this is a statement of authority. The Prophet was speaking, and then the Prophet says in a very beautiful way, "Alastu awla bikum min anfusikum." Statement. Do I not have more authority over you than you do over yourselves? This is the command of Rasulullah, yeah? You know, when we want our imam back, and inshallah Allah hastens his return, this is that level of authority the imam will have over us, huh? That he will ask us, "Do I not have more authority over you?" And we better be ready to say bala, but not like how some of these guys said bala, yeah? But believe in that yes, O imam, you do have more authority over us. Yeah, you tell me to do something, I don't have a right to question it. And so he asks the people, "Do I not have more authority over you than you do over yourselves?" And the jawab was bala. Bala means of course. Yeah, when it's a question that is obvious, you don't say nam, you say bala. Yeah, he said, "Yes, of course you have more authority over us." This is when the fourth statement that we must be familiar with. When the Prophet raises his hands of Ali and he says, "After I have already said that I have more authority over you than you do over yourselves, فَمَنْ كُنْتُ مَوْلَى فَهَذَا عَلِيٌّ مَوْلَى يَا عَلِي Ya Ali, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad." And this is what the Prophet says. This is a statement that we should all know. وَمَنْ كُنْتُ مَوْلَى فَهَذَا عَلِيٌّ مَوْلَى. That whoever's Mawla I am, then Ali is also their Mawla. Yeah? And then we come with the fifth that we have to know. And this is the statement or the verse of completion. It comes in ayah, surah number 5, ayah number? Ahsantum, ayah number 3. Now it's a long verse, I don't want you to memorize the whole verse, if you can, mashallah. But in the beginning of the verse, Allah talks about food. Yeah, it's interesting. And then right in the middle, Allah places this. Right? And then He ends it by talking about food again. And this is why many people think that completion is because of food, you know? It wasn't because of food. As though as much as food is a completion for many of us, yeah? It wasn't over that, you know? I think Ali is this diamond, yeah? That you have to search for this diamond, yeah? You have to look for this diamond. You have to find this diamond. And this is what Allah does, yeah? If Allah wanted, He says clearly, "I could have made everyone believe." Then where is the value of that belief? Yeah, this is the same applies for us. That yes, we have grown up in a house of Shia. Yeah, but we have to re-find Ali ibn Abi Talib. Yeah, we have to re-find this wilaya. And so the verse is, and it's the verse that you all should know, we should know, "Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakumul islama dina." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Today I have completed this, I have perfected kamal, akmaltu lakum din. I have perfected this religion for you. Wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati, and I have completed my favors upon you. Wa raditu lakumul islama dina, and I am pleased to call this religion of Islam for you." These are five statements, five verses and hadith together that I urge you, inshallah, as the Shia of Ali, be familiar with it. And this defines for us or tells for us the story of what happened that day in a very quick version. Yeah, because the sermon of the Prophet alone was over 3 hours on that day. We just give the cliff notes of the version. Yeah, we just give the statements because we know our attention span is sometimes small. Yeah, but the Prophet made it very clear. And this is what I want to talk about to you. That the event of Ghadir is significant in many levels. Yeah, the event of Ghadir is significant for us in many ways. You know, number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly emphasizes and makes it known that this religion has been completed and perfected. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Salli ala Muhammad. That he says, yeah, al-yawma akmaltu lakum, I have completed my favors upon you. I have perfected this religion for you. And so there is a responsibility that is associated with that. And you know, the primary responsibility that you and I have is to display extreme gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Extreme gratitude. My brothers and sisters, you know, like I can't imagine a life without Ali, can you? No. Can you imagine a life without Karbala? No. These are gifts God has given us. Gifts, yeah? Be grateful for them. Yeah, be grateful for them, right? Isn't we all know this famous hadith, and I'm paraphrasing, where a man comes to our sixth Imam As-Sadiq alayhi afdalus salatu wassalam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. And he complained to the Imam, because we all have mushkil, we all have problems. And he said, look, I'm going through poverty, I'm going through this problem, that problem. And the Imam listened to him. And the Imam says, you know, you're richer than you think. And he says, but I'm not. Yeah, like, seriously, I'm not. And the Imam alayhi salam says, what if I gave you X amount of dollars to leave our wilaya? Would you leave it? And he says, I wouldn't. He says, if a man would abandon this amount of money, how can that person ever claim to be poor? Yeah? We are rich with wilaya. Yeah? We have this blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this blessing requires gratefulness. Yeah. So please, whenever you have this opportunity, go to sajda, say thank you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this wilaya. That's the first responsibility. The second is, the event of Ghadir shows us and tells us the importance of imamat and wilayat in Islam. Yeah. That the religion of Islam was tied with a bow through the proclamation of the wilayat of Ali ibn Abi Talib. Yeah? This is how important it is. Yeah? Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Muhammadin wa Ali Muhammad. And therefore it's important for us to constantly renew our allegiance to the Imam of our time, because life without him is unsuccessful. It's unsuccessful. It doesn't matter how materially successful you and I become. But without the Imam's role in that life lacks value, because it needs the Imam in that. Yeah, the belief in the Imam, the need of the Imam, the want of the Imam, the requirement of the Imam. This is what Ghadir teaches us, the importance of the position of Imamat and Wilayat. And so we need to renew our allegiance at all times. Number three, you know, the event of Ghadir shows us the path of success, huh? You know, winners have been declared, yeah? Losers have been declared, right? Now, declared meaning what? Like, it's been shown to us, yeah? When the Prophet raised the hand of Ali, and after he's proclaimed him to be his Mawla, he said something, right? He says, Allahumma wali man wala, wa adi man ada. O Allah, be loyal to those who are loyal to Ali. Yeah? And be enemies to those who are enemies of Ali. Yani, there are two sides, yeah? Two sides. Yeah? And so the partition has been shown to us, right? The areas have been shown to us. It's up to us to decide and ensure that that which we feel in our hearts is manifested in action. Yeah? And that is how we get on the side of Ali. We don't get on the side of Ali by merely proclaiming that we are Ali, that we are like Haydar. We have to live the life of Haydar. Yeah? We have to be like Ali. And so this is the third responsibility that we have. But you know, this event, it's kind of cool, right? Like this event also teaches us, you know, and I think this comes from the perspective of reflection. When you reflect on this event alone, there's no doubt that one of the outcomes that we get from it is in regards to the amazing personality of Ali ibn Abi Talib. Yeah? The amazing personality of Ali. Because what does this event do, right? What does Ghadir do? Ghadir talks about the perfection of Islam. Ghadir talks about the completion of favors upon Muslims. Ghadir talks about the importance of wilaya. Ghadir shows us the path of success. All of these things are only possible when the person given the responsibility to carry them out has the ability to carry them out. Yeah? That Allah would not give that responsibility to just anyone because of the importance of that responsibility. Through that we understand the maqam of Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Allahumma salli ala wa Ali Muhammad. This is who Ali was. Ali was Ali. Ali was Ali, man. There was not someone like him besides Rasulullah. There's no one like him besides Rasulullah. Yeah? Ali was Ali. Ali's faith was such. Then what does the Prophet say about him in Khandaq? Barazal iman kullu. Subhanallah. Yeah? That the one who has complete faith has come out today. The Prophet says that about Ali. Yeah, this is who Ali was. Ali had that level of kindness that when he would see orphans and widows, his heart would break. Yeah, Ali had that level of bravery where he volunteered to sleep. We know the merits of Ali. Yeah, but that is who Ali was. And the event of Ghadir teaches us the maqam of Ali from the perspective of God. That I consider Ali worthy to hold this position. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Salli ala Muhammadin wa Ali Muhammad. I want to end with one story before we get to the game. Yeah? And this again describes to us the maqam of Ali. Yeah? It describes to us the generosity of Ali. It is said that one day Ali comes to his house, yeah, alayhi salam, and he sees that there is no food in the house. Kids are hungry. And so he takes Imam al-Hasan with him and he says, come with me to the market. They go to the market, and according to some of the narrations, Ali alayhi salam sells his cloak. Yeah? He sells his cloak and he gets 7 dirhams for it. Yeah? Again, like we have to understand the level of poverty that Ali lived in. Yeah, where he would have to sell the clothes off his back to provide food for his family. Yeah? And Ali alayhi salam sold his cloak. He got 7 dirhams. What's he going to do with these 7 dirhams? Feed his family. A noble task. Yeah? It is said, فَأَتَيَا أَسُّوكُ. So they came into the market, maybe to buy food now. He says, when a man, they saw a man who was begging for money. Yeah? And so Ali looks at this man begging for money. Yeah? And so he tells his son, our second imam, he says, give him all of the dirhams. Yeah? Give him. Yeah. And so he gives him. And you know, I didn't add the Arabic of this, but Imam Hassan asks, why did you give him all of them? Right? Because you could have given him 2, you could have given him 3. And he replies back something that I think we really have to think about. Yeah, he says that one who has the capability of giving a little bit has the ability to give a lot as well. Yeah? That's something to think about. Yeah? That's really something to think about. That if you and I have the luxury to say, I can give $5, I'm sure we have the luxury to say we can give $20. Yeah? We don't have to give all our money, right? But we limit based on what won't hurt us when we give. Yeah? But the akhlaq of the Prophet was different. The akhlaq of the Ahlul Bayt was different. They gave that, what I like to phrase it as, that which would pinch us. Yeah? Whenever you give, I'm going to tell you a small secret, yeah? That whenever you give, ask yourself, what can I give that won't bother me? Then raise it. Just raise it. And then say, what will I give that will pinch me? You know, you're like, ooh, I gave that much? Should I give that? That's how much you should give. Not enough to bankrupt you. Not enough to get you broke. But enough to where it pinches you. And this is the musibah of being rich, because now that is a high mark, yeah? That is a high mark that you have to reach. But the more you can reach that level where this pinches me, the closer you are to Ali ibn Abi Talib. Yeah? The closer you are to the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. This is their secret. Yeah? This is one of their secrets. So Ali gives. And then they continue to walk. And as they walk, they saw a Bedouin. We know a Bedouin. They come from out of town. And this Bedouin had a camel. And he knows Ali. He recognized Ali alayhi salam. And he says, "Ya Ali, buy this camel from me." Ali says, "I don't have any money." Yeah, like, how am I going to buy? He says, "I know you." Yeah, Ali. He says, "I am giving this to you. And you pay me 100 dirhams. Next time you get the money, next time you go to war, you get some loot, you come and you give me the 100 dirham. I trust you, Ali." So Ali says, "Fine, I'll take this camel." Ali buys this camel. Yeah, and he keeps walking a little bit, and another Bedouin comes. And he says, "Ali, I like this camel. Yeah, let me buy this camel from you." Yeah? And Ali says, "How much do you want to buy this camel from me?" He says, "I'll buy it for 170 dirham. Yeah? So Ali says, "Are you sure?" He says, "Yeah, 170 dirham. So Ali says, "Sold." He got 170 dirham. Immediately, Ali begins to walk through the souk, through the bazaar. And he says, "I have to find that Bedouin to return the 100 dirham. I have my money. I don't play around. We return debt when debt is possible to be paid back," right? He is walking through the streets. And now I'll quote the words of Ali. Yeah? He says, "Fara'aytu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad." He says, "I saw the Prophet jalisan fi makanin lam ara fihi qabla dhalika wala ba'd." He says, "I saw him sitting in a place that I had never seen him sit before. And never have I seen him sit thereafter. He just happened to be there." And I was like, "Why is the Prophet here?" Yeah? And the Prophet looked at Ali, fatabassama dahikan. He was smiling ear to ear. Yeah? And he says to Ali, "Ya Abul Hasan, innaka tatlub al-A'rabi." He says, "Oh Abul Hasan, are you looking for that Bedouin man?" And Ali says, "Ya, ya Rasulullah." Yeah? He says, "Ey wallah, fidaka abi wa ummi." Ali, I think at this point, is not surprised that the Prophet knows these things. Yeah? The number of times the Prophet has said to Ali, "Ya Ali, invite me to your house," when he knows there is no food in the house, but when they come in the house, they find food in the house. Yeah? Because that is the maqam of the Prophet. He knows these things. He tests his creation that way. So he says, "Yes, my father and mother be sacrificed to you. It is true I am looking for him." And the Prophet says, "Ya Abul Hasan, alladhi ba'aka an-naqa." He says, "The one who sold you the camel was Jibrail." Yeah? "And the one who bought the camel from you was Mikail. And this sheep or this camel was a nuqil jannah, a camel of paradise. And these darahim are a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you." Yeah? Sallu ala wa salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. All of this, why? Because Ali gave everything to a person who was in need. Yeah? We need to become like Ali. There are people in this world suffering, struggling. Pinch, let it pinch. Give something. Yeah? And when you give something, inshaAllah, on the Day of Judgment, Haydar will look at us and say, "That is my servant." Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Alright. Now to the boring part, the game. Yeah? Or for the kids, the fun part, inshallah. Fun for all of us. Yeah? So what we're going to play is Blockbusters. Okay? We played this before. I'm not sure who won Blockbusters last time. But just to remind you of the rules of Blockbusters. There is yellow and there is green. The men will have the green. Actually, I don't know why I'm picking for you, but I picked for you. The men will have the green. And so they have to go from one green corner to the last green. One green side to the last green. You all know how to play Blockbusters?
No.
Well, I'm telling you now, yeah? The green all the way to the other green. So you can go 3, 8, 13, 17, 23 and get to the other green and you win. The opposite side, the ladies will go from the top to the bottom. They can go 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 and they win. When the other side is getting close to winning, you try and block them. This is basically simple rules, all right? Men versus women. On the male side, Ahmad, turn on your mic. And you can't be sitting, Ahmad, get up. Yeah?
Of course, Sheikh.
I pick someone I can bully, alhamdulillah, you know? And on the ladies side, we have Sister Zainab. Zainab, are you there?
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam. See how nice she said, Ahmed?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. So, to decide who... Zainab, you guys understand the rules?
Yes.
Ahmad, you understand the rules?
Do we understand the rules?
Yes?
Yes.
The responsibility of the two hosts is to get the audience's feedback. I don't want answers from them. You have to give answers to him, convince him, and then we can move forward. However, to start the game, I'm going to ask both of you a question. Hi. And this jawab has to come from Ahmad and Zainab. Whoever gets the jawab right will start. Ready? Why is the ocean salty?
Because of rocks.
Because of the rocks, Ahmad says. Zainab.
I'm going to go with the same thing, because of the rocks.
Both of you are wrong, because it waved at the beach and it didn't wave back.
Wow, wow, wow.
Y'all got that? It was salty.
Amazing,
yeah?
Amazing.
Google salty. Yeah, Google salty. And you'll understand. Salty means like angry. It doesn't mean salty. Yeah? Oh my God, I was told by my family, pick another joke. But I was like, they'll get it. Subhanallah. Both of you are wrong. But this is why, you know, when I did dad jokes, if you remember, I did dad jokes one time when we were doing online gaming. That was the best time to do dad jokes, because I didn't care if you laughed or not, you know? I was laughing myself wholeheartedly. The ladies will go first, because they won last game. All right, Zainab, you ready? We have to go quick. Ready? What is the Islamic date for the event of Ghadir, including year? And no Googling, guys, please. What is the Islamic date for the event of Ghadir, including year? Zainab, are you there?
Turn it on!
Is your mic off, Zainab?
No, it's on.
All right, go
so
ahead.
I'm going to go with 18 Zilhajj, 10 Hijri.
The 18 Zilhajj, 10 after Hijra is correct. Okay, very good. What number would you like to start with, Zainab?
Okay, we're going to go with 13.
13. Ooh, interesting. Ooh, a strategy. Okay. Ahmad, how long after the event of Ghadir did the Prophet pass away? How long after the event of Ghadir did the Prophet pass away? Come on. Yo, wake up, people.
I mean 2 months.
How long?
2 months, 10 days? 70 days. 70 days. I'm getting 70 days. 70 days? 17 or 70? The brothers are saying 70 days.
70 days. 2 months and 10 days is correct. Yeah, very good, gentlemen. What number would you guys like?
14? Alright, 14.
14. Seriously. Very good. Alright, Zainab. How old was Imam Ali during the event of Ghadir? How old was Imam Ali during the event of Ghadir? It's a bit quiet on the ladies' side today. Huh? Their mic off, right? Yeah. There's no ambient sounds. Come on, guys. We need you guys to be, like, loud.
Okay, we're going to go with 33.
33 years old is correct. Yeah, very good. See, there they're cheering. Come on, we need that from you guys. All right. Which number would you like to go with? Ooh, I see why you went with 14, Ahmed. Very smart. Huh? Yes, somebody said?
Nine. Okay, we're going to go with 9.
9, okay. Ahmad, state 2 acts that are considered mustahab for the occasion of Eid al-Ghadir. State 2 acts, that are mustahab, recommended for the occasion of Ghadir.
Okay, I got fasting and ghusl. I said ghusl and fasting.
Ghusl and fasting.
Ghusl and fasting is correct. We also have visiting believers, congratulating believers, feeding believers, and the ziyarat of Imam alayhi salam. Very good. Which number?
What number? 8? Alright, the people have spoken. Number 8.
Number 8. Sate sate, huh? MashaAllah.
Sate sate.
All right, Zainab. Which animal has the strongest bite? Which animal has the strongest bite?
Can we steal?
No. I have enough questions for you. No, not dinosaurs.
Okay, we're going to go with crocodile.
That's correct. Nile crocodile. Yeah, very good. Though, I could have been a little bit of stickler. There are like three type of crocodiles ranking 1, 2, and 3, but I'm very generous today, you know, alhamdulillah. A crocodile, a Nile crocodile bites at 5,000 PSI. Yusuf, did you know that? 5,000 PSI. You know what that means? No, not extinct animals. Which is 30... Who? Oh, I'm sure there is, but we won't know.
Go on, Yusuf.
30 times stronger than a human bite is a crocodile bite. Subhanallah, yeah? Very good. Sister Zainab, go ahead. Which number?
I wonder what it is.
Okay, we're going to go with 3.
3, all right. All right, Ahmad.
Yes, sir.
Which animal baby can gain up to 250 pounds per day? Which animal baby can gain up to 250 pounds per day?
Yusuf, what is it?
An elephant.
I'm hearing elephant. What else? Whale? Which whale? Blue whale? Blue whale? I'm getting elephant and me and blue whale. Alright, left hand to blue whale, right hand.
Hey, you have 5 seconds. Jerry, put your phone down.
Alright, fine, okay. I'm saying blue whale or elephant? Alright, the people have spoken. A blue whale.
That's correct, man. I can't believe you're about to go with an elephant. Come on, man. Very good. A blue whale is correct. What number, gentlemen?
Majority says 4.
4. Okay, number 4. Ooh, men are about to win this quick, eh? Okay. All right. Zainab. Oh, there it is. What was the date in which the Prophet entered Medina? What was the date in which the Prophet entered Medina?
My younger brothers, come forward. My younger
brothers,
come forward.
Is it the year or the date?
Okay, that's true. Which, what was the question? What was the date in which the Prophet entered Medina during Hijrah? Yeah? All right. You had an answer till I changed it. I just gave you more question.
Is it 10 seconds?
If I do 10 seconds for them, I'm going to do 10 seconds for you guys too.
No, yeah? Oh,
10 more seconds. I don't know. You have to go home with them. Are you sure?
Okay.
Come on, Zainab. The men are getting impatient.
Yeah.
5 seconds, Zainab.
Okay. First, Rabiul Awwal.
First of Rabiul Awwal is incorrect.
Hey, why are you flapping? You gonna go
the
home,
answer
Jeff?
Is 12th of Rabiul Awwal.
Oh, wait. What yeah? did you say?
12. You stole? No, yeah, I told you I have a ton of questions, homie. Don't worry. All right? All right, sorry, Zainab. Men. Sometimes verses of the Quran were revealed to cancel previously revealed verses. What is the Arabic term for the verse that cancels another verse?
I know the English.
I want the Arabic term. Hey, I'm going to read the question one more time. I'm not going to tell you what I want. Yeah? What is the Arabic term for the verse that canceled another verse?
Mansukh or Nasikh? 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 Nasikh?
Nasikh? Nasikh?
Are you sure how you pronounce it?
I don't know. Probably, I don't know.
Nasikh. Nasikh. Yeah, like you're clearing your throat. Nasikh is correct, yeah? It means abrogating. Very good.
18.
18. Okay. Well, this game might end really quick, huh?
We won.
Okay. Zainab, you got a lot of work to do. Which continent is on all four hemispheres? If you block with which continent is on all four hemispheres?
You have two options.
Hey, it's Africa.
Africa is correct. Yeah. Which number? Rehan is giving you hints.
Okay, we're going to go with 23.
Right. Okay.
My brothers. Next question and we win this.
I know. I have like a joke question, but then you guys will get that and you'll win. So I'll give you a bonus question in case you win. Okay? But it won't be as fun. Okay, gentlemen. Where is the world's largest desert located?
Sahara.
Where is the world's largest desert located? No. Give us a number.
Yeah, give us a number.
Yeah. Oh, no. Rehan said, give me a minute. Yeah, answer the question now. Answer the question. Answer the question. I need an answer.
All right. I'm going to just use it from this one and say Antarctica.
Antarctica is correct.
Hey,
yeah.
Yusuf.
So there are, just so you know, because we're here to learn, that a desert is defined by low rain and snowfall. Yeah? And hence, Antarctica is nearly 2 million square miles larger than the Sahara. Wow. Yeah? 2 million. I'm about Africa this year. Everything is Africa, Africa, you know? All right, very good. I think the men win. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He hasten the return of our Imam, that He forgive the sins of our parents and loved ones, that for those who are going through difficulty, that He end their difficulty. For those that have asked us to pray for them, Ya Allah, accept their hajat. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim. Wa tub alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Rahimallahu man qara'a suratul mubarakatil fatiha masbuqatan bis-salati ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Oh.